Oh, 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 other flamingos than me. Oh, 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 other flamingos than me. Life is fun with Dick. The people in deck chairs look at us, and a woman is trying to hear what we're singing. Dick is tired of singing it, so go on alone, Dick. You will walk differently alone, dear, through a thicker atmosphere, forcing your way through the shadows of chairs, through the dripping smoke of the funnels. You will feel your own reflection sliding along the eyes of those who look at you. You are no longer insulated. But I suppose you must touch life in order to spring from it. Sitting on the stanchion of this lifeboat, I look seaward and let my hair blow and shine. I am motionless against the sky, and the boat is made to carry my form onward into the blue obscurity of the future. I am Pallas Athene, carved reverently on the front of a galley. The waters are lapping in the public toilets, and the agate-green foliage of spray changes and complains about the stern. We traveled a lot that year, from Woolloomoolloo Bay to Biskra. On the edge of the Sahara, we ran into a plague of locusts, and the chauffeur explained kindly that they were bumblebees. The sky was low at night, full of the presence of a strange and watchful god. Oh, the poor little naked Uled Nail! The night was noisy with drums from Senegal and flutes and whining camels, and the natives pattering about in shoes made of old automobile tires. But I was gone again by that time. Trains and beaches, they were all one. That was why he took me traveling, but after my second child, my little girl, Topsy, was born, everything got dark again. If I could get word to my husband, who has seen fit to desert me here, to leave me in the hands of incompetence. You tell me my baby is black. That's farcical. That's very cheap. We went to Africa merely to see Timgad, since my principal interest in life is archaeology. I am tired of knowing nothing and being reminded of it all the time. When I get well, I want to be a fine person like you, Dick. I would study medicine, except it's too late. We must spend my money and have a house. I'm tired of apartments and waiting for you. You're bored with Zurich, and you can't find time for writing here, and you say that it's a confession of weakness for a scientist not to write. And I'll look over the whole field of knowledge and pick out something and really know about it, so I'll have it to hang on to if I go to pieces again. You'll help me, Dick, so I won't feel so guilty. We'll live near a warm beach, where we can be brown and young together.